We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, we say good morning to everybody as we get a little closer to the weekend. More COVID-19 talk coming up as, well, I'll tell you what, before we get into all of it with the Florida Gator LSU game being postponed, and now Nick Saban tests positive for COVID-19. College football, listen, we're sitting here talking about the NFL, and they're having trouble keeping COVID-19 with daily testing and staying on top of these guys and fines given out and everything else. If you think that's hard, how hard do you think it is in college football right now with COVID-19, with those players on campus, with 30, 40, 50,000 students, whatever it is, that each one of these, whether it's a public or private school, you're between the age of 18 and 21, maybe 22, and you think everybody's going to stay home? Just about every one of my nephews and nieces from California to Florida have either have had COVID-19, or everybody in their apartments had it, or everybody in their fraternities had it. Like, when these kids, when these students got out of these, out of staying at home and were able to go back to school, the first thing they did after they got their lecture from their parents, be smart, be, you know, they all party. And they party together. And you know what? I'm not so sure 90% of us, everybody, I know I would have. So, I mean, I don't want to sit here and, I mean, you're going to school to have fun. You've been locked up in your house with your family, with your parents. In some cases, it was like mine. They were strict. Even when I was like 22, they're still asking me after my rookie year, you're out a little late. You know, we'd like to have you home earlier. I go, Mom, it's my off season. I'm a grown man. So there are strict parents out there, and all of a sudden the kids get away, and they're like, let's party. So you don't
first time on your own, first time living on your own. You're 18, 19 years old. What do people expect? That's the difference.
Well, it's going to bleed all over, I guess, the original point. It's going to bleed right into the football team, and you're going to have problems like the Gators have with 19 positive tests. Even a head coach like Nick Saban, who I'm sure is really safe. It's not to take – by the way, anybody gets it, you don't take shots at them. In a lot of cases, they did nothing wrong except got too close to somebody. And maybe had their mask down. Maybe they didn't. Who knows? I mean, I don't know, and I'm not going to sit here and play scientist today on what percentage, if he did have his or who his wife was around, or, hey, listen, as everybody knows, COVID-19 can hit a zillion different ways, and Saban says he's fine, which you would expect from Nick Saban because his ass wants to coach in that Bama-Georgia game coming up this Saturday, in the best game by far of the weekend coming up. Find out Georgia's playing better. Bama's not sure how good they are after what just happened to them. So, Nick said, oh, man, I'm fine. I know I'm in my late 60s, but, nah, I didn't even know I had it. I took the damn thing, and they said I had it. I'm like, okay. Smart thing, Nick. I know your ass wants to coach on Saturday. I get it. I don't blame you. You're a coach, man. That's what you guys do.
Still overseeing his practice via a Zoom call anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's like he was there anyway, to a point.
Yeah, he's still telling them.
He's not going home. And
he probably had, Zach, that's a great point. He probably, while he was at home, he probably said, give me the best technology. I want to see everybody's practice. I want to see, hey, get him over. Tell him he's got to slide over with motion. He's got to blitz. Hey, tell him he's got to hide it back. Yeah, you could see Saban sitting at home, right? Just he and the wife just breaking it down together, man. He and Terry
Look at the ESPN article and how it starts. And it goes, Alabama football coach Nick Saban tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday, self-isolating at home while continuing to oversee his team practices via Zoom.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first part of the article because that's just what is happening in his house probably.
Hey, Zach, don't worry. It's still killing him that he's not out there.
Of course. It's Georgia still, week. Are you kidding?
It's still killing him that he's not out there with his team has to deal with the COVID-19 protocol now. And everything around it. And listen, and I know Hollywood kills the guy. And Dan Mullen's a damn good coach. He is. He's a damn good coach. Said something that kind of made you wake up a little bit about let's pack the swamp. Little did he know that he was going to pack his locker room with COVID-19 instead. And came out, had a little apology yesterday, and the school kind of had a little fun with it. Said you coach and call plays, and we'll let the scientist be the scientist and take care of how we should handle COVID-19 on campus.
They might have said it jokingly, but though they meant it that way also.
Well,
right. You just go coach a football team and shut up.
You're really good. You generate a lot of money to our school.
Right.
We love the way you've turned the program around in something that's really, really, really important in Gainesville. And what you've done, and we love you for it, but do us a favor, please, please stay out of when, how many people should go. I mean, listen, man, COVID-19, we know every day. Anytime we bring a mask up or COVID-19, it brings out an ugliness in people. Either the people think the mask is a joke, they get upset, or COVID-19's the flu, and you guys are, overreacting to the whole thing. So everybody, and he probably had to deal with some of that yesterday with his apology, and so the school, who loves the guy, and they should because they finally got a really good head coach, and it's been a long time since they've been able to do that. They were just kind of – I would have loved to have heard those meetings. Like, hey, Dan, see, I know you want 90,000 in the swamp, and it looks great when you got 90,000 really fans.
Yeah, not happy.
But
coach,
we got to take care of your little problem on your team right now. You got 19 positive tests. We're going to have to, crack down and keep preaching the word to your players the best you can. Stay in the old football apartments or football dorm or whatever they call that little area blocked off for the football team. Please stay here and don't go out and please, the fraternities and sororities, the Greek system's not going anywhere. The parties aren't going anywhere. You'll have your share of them. Please, please help us out so we can get this. We think we got a really good team. Help us out a little bit, right? Isn't that kind of the message? So, yeah, kind of crazy day. But it was really crazy because Nick Saban, of all people, right? Mr. Serious, he got it. You're like, damn, Nick Saban got it in his late 60s, so that was kind of a crazy one. We got a big show for you today. It is Jets Dolphins week and all the stuff around it. And listen, we found out Sam Darnold is not going to play. Joe Flacco will get the start. The Jets are a bad 0-5, but believe it or not, as bad as their 0-5, it wasn't as bad as our 0-5 last year.
That's correct.
And we started getting closer as we got to 0-7. And so Brian Flores knows that this guy, Adam Gase, would love to win this game. And he is going to be, I'm predicting right now, at least one fake field goal or fake punt or onside kick. No question. One of them. I don't know when. Fourth down, He wasn't very aggressive last week. He'll go for it now. He's gonna coach like Brian Flores coached last year.
Nothing to lose.
Just nothing to lose.
Right, right.
We're losing these games. Let's go for it. Remember some of the plays they drew up, the friggin' field goal kicker throwing to the
right,
the punter in the back of the end zone, and before he ran it, you know, looked like he's going to try to run it in, and they all came up, and he throws a pass and onside kicks, and so, yeah, the Dolphins aren't playing a three-down game this week. They're playing a four-down defensive game because the Jets, and it's his old team, and I know – he made a few comments when he left, and so, I mean, he's got a lot more problems to worry about right now than how the Dolphin thing ended, but because it's about ready how this Jets thing is going to end if they don't start playing better. So, yeah, that's the thing, but I was thinking everybody's going, you know, they're going to be aggressive and maybe even, like, go for it just being stupid sometimes. And I go, yeah, man, they're going to do it just like Brian Flores, the perfect guy. He went through this last year. He was that guy, and he got the bad roster. And by the way, the Jets think they have a bad roster? What do whose roster's worse, the Jets right now or the Dolphins roster at this time last year?
Oof. Yeah, I have to go Dolphins probably.
I mean, that's the worst roster in the history of, of the franchise.
Right. As bad as it sounds, I probably have to go with that. And as bad as the Jets look, I still have to go with the Dolphins last year. Dolphins, after a couple of games last year, like you said, we're talking about maybe having the worst talent of all time in the NFL.
Well, they started with Baltimore, right. New England, and I was like, I hope it's just the competition they're playing because it's an ugly start when they were throwing up those stats after two games, and, you know, you're going, oh, my God, points for, points against, oh, Lord.
Everything, every category, right. Although the Jets are right there. You look at all their categories, especially offensively, 32nd, 31st, 32nd, 32nd, 30. Like, you go all the way down the list. They're about as bad as they can be right now.
Their offensive stats, as far as that goes, I mean, a lot of their stats, but Adam's been pretty consistent on lack of plays, third down efficiency. Yeah, all those things have not been good. Points per game is just really bad and has been for a while. So, hey, but it's Jets Dolphins, and
it's the matchup we all been waiting for: Joe Flacco versus Fitzpatrick.
And I always say this: yeah, right. That's the one, man.
right.
Flacco and Fitzpatrick, both Joe Flacco getting a chance to start as a starter again. Right. And you thought Joe Flacco was done? Well, not so quick. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Jets, who will be coming to town here to play Sunday at 4:00, and Adam Gase on one of the two or three hottest seats right now in the National Football League for a coach. Yesterday, one of the guys that's covering him every day and been very critical of him, Manish Mehta, the New York Daily News and Jets beat writer, is going to join us. We'll talk about what just went down with Le'Veon Bell, talked to him about Adam Gase, Sam Darnold, the team, and the mindset, and just how bad is this Jets team. We'll have all that for you coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Never too early to talk about something that's just really fun with really good products right now, like your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, listen, you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, and thought about starting to look around. Maybe this is a weekend. You're starting to look around. You're kind of putting some lists together. Want to stop by. Don't want to be hassled. Want to have a good experience, but you want to see. Well, listen, man, I promise you, you will not be disappointed with the way you're treated or the products when you stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. When it comes to cars, trucks, and SUVs, 2020 and now the 2021s, this is as good as it gets for your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. When it comes to all those things important to you and your family, like a great look and a great price, right? Plenty of space inside and the safety features, right? You want the safety of your family? Of course you do. Well, that's why I love telling everybody, especially starting with the Tahoes. These Chevy Tahoes are gorgeous, big, and comfortable. Safety features are outrageous. The Silverado trucks, I walked into a dealership yesterday.
Dolphins, Canes, Panthers, Heat. We talk about...
Anyway, so the Silverado trucks, I just want to say, no matter what teams are playing, the Heat or the Panthers or anybody else, Silverado trucks are just fantastic. A lot of different looks for you. There really is. And you come in, you see them, you're going to find the truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. 2020 Traverse, the 2020 Equinox SUV, And one of my favorites, the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Go get yourself a great deal with the Chevy Open Road Sale event that's on right now. Locations all over Dade, Broward, and even in Monroe County. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and fall in love today.
560 The Joe wants to see you at a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info on that, go to fincu.com. If you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets, maybe to the Jets this week or an upcoming home game, log on right now to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, enough on the Jets for now. We've had another topic that's popped up, and everybody's talked about all week, and that is Tua Tagovailoa and Justin Herbert and Ryan Fitzpatrick and when to play Tua, and now Herbert's playing well, and Ryan Fitzpatrick's coming off his second-best game in his career. Team's got a chance to get back to 500. So listen, the Tua stuff pops up nationally every day. A lot of people want to see it. So we got one of our final Tua polls up while we're sitting here talking about all this stuff. And over the last few days, a lot of you have been all over the board on Tua. So we want to find out. We want to find out. Team sees this stuff. Everybody else sees it on things. They know Tua. The joke around camp is everything's always about Tua. And he handles it well, and all the questions every day, no matter what happens. The team could score 40-something points against San Fran. And did you think about putting two in? They're like,
right,
what?
Right.
Like, what? We just scored, like, we haven't scored this many points in 20 right. years, man. What are you talking? So anyway, we got a Twitter poll up at Joe Rose Show on Tua. What to do with Tua? Play him now is number one. Play him when Fitz struggles. Sit him, wait a year, or as we've started to hear over the last 2 weeks a little bit, we made the wrong pick. So as you can see, we're all over the board just like you have been with this is coming in from what we've heard from you on the text machine over the last 4 days. So we wanted to hit it today, so grab your kids. Grab you. If you don't know how to get on Twitter, at Joe Rose Show, and join us. Play him now. Play him when Fitz struggles. Sit him and wait a year. Let him get healthy. Or, as we've heard now from some of you, we made the wrong pick because you've seen what Justin Herbert's done. Zach, where are you going on this?
I voted already, and I voted for play him when Fitz struggles.
Okay.
That was where my vote was, and let me tell you, yeah, I mean, the Tua topic is always a hot topic wherever you go, but we just put that up a couple minutes ago, and holy moly, over 100 votes already. Like it's so, just, you could tell it's a hot topic.
So I want to say this, because some of these you got to think outside the box. Like play when Fit struggles means you want to see him this year.
Right.
That's basically what we're saying.
Right.
You want to see, I want to see him play this year. Short of us going on this amazing run and looking like we're going to win the division or we're going to be a wild card team, I want to see him play this year. So I fall under play when Fitz struggles. What about you, Woody?
First off, Joe, can you imagine how long this summer would be if Tua doesn't play at all this year?
Oh, God. No.
I mean, the discussions all summer long.
And it puts him a full year. Like, the other thing is, no matter what happens this year, it puts him way behind, not getting any experience. And we got to bring that up. That's not in there. But if he doesn't, I guess it falls under play when Fitz struggles, because if he doesn't play, he is way behind. What if we don't have preseason next year?
Right, right.
What? I mean, listen, I don't know what's going on with COVID-19, and I don't know if we got another batch coming. I don't know that. I'm not playing scientist today to piss anybody
right.
with 3 weeks out. I'm not trying to. So I don't know, but what if he doesn't? I mean, he's so far behind Herbert that, you know. So anyway, yeah, we just want to know,
man. Could be on equal
man.
Footing with the next year's, following year's rookies.
Right. So let me ask, did you vote, Hollywood? So where's Hollywood's vote? Yeah,
I think they should play him this season when Fitz struggles. And the other thing is, like, this Jets game on Sunday, I don't know what the score is going to look like. I can't imagine it's going to be close, though. Like, don't you throw him in at the end of this game and give him some run?
So I want to say this. This is not college football, man.
It's the same argument as last week.
This is not, you can do that. Like,
you're basically playing a college team, though, Joe. And listen, the Dolphins, when was the last time the Dolphins were favored by, what are they favored by, 10?
Yeah, they're favored by 9, I believe.
9.5 or something like that. Yeah. When was the last time the Dolphins were damn near double-digit favorites in a football game?
So
they played the Bengals last year, and what were they? I think they were underdogs at home or 2-point favorites. Like, when was the last time you saw this?
Miami's favored for the first time since week 16 of 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So they were dogs in that game.
Right. That's amazing.
First time they're favored by more than a touchdown since 2016.
They weren't favored against Cincinnati last year?
No, they were not.
I knew that. That game was like almost a pick 'em game.
Right.
Damn.
Right.
And by the way, it should have been. It was an overtime game.
Yeah, right. Well, exactly. The Dolphins were cruising.
Right.
No, I just... So,
First time since week 16 of 2018 they're favored, and since 2016 favored by more than a touchdown.
All right, Joseph, you're up 21 or something going into the fourth quarter on Sunday. You don't let this guy roll him out there?
Can you just stay with the thing? Like, I don't want, honestly, if you want to talk about Clemson or Alabama beating on somebody by 30 or 40, but I don't want to do that with pro games. They just did it to the
team that was in the Super Bowl like 6 months ago.
Okay. And it was like, if you've been watching these NFL shows, they're calling it the surprise of the week.
It was probably a fluke. I will give you that.
Right.
It didn't look like a fluke. It was an ass whooping. I mean, I was outcoached, outplayed. I'm looking at our guys play against their guys, and everybody's winning one-on-one matchups. We're dominating on their really good offensive line, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Matter of fact, one of the guys that dominated in that game is going to join us here in 10 minutes. Zach Sealer, one of the best waiver stories we've ever had. He really is. Came in last year, and he's lining up, and he and Van Ginkel look like they're going to the Pro Bowl. When it's not pressure, it's a sack. So, I don't know, man. I just get it, and Woody's already trying to move it up. Woody, we don't have that one about the Jets in there. You can't give us a friggin' answer that Zach's asked you 14 times. Are you playing when Fitz struggles?
I mean, Joe, I honestly would start him on Sunday.
Oh God,
okay. So you're underplaying him. I want to play him. I think it's time for him to play, especially like if you're ever gonna play him, this is the game to do it against a team that cannot beat you.
Let me tell you, you play Tua, that could be up to a 14-point swing just because he hasn't played. And I know you think all those guys suck on the Jets that are getting paid same amount when it all adds up on salary cap. There's a lot of guys get paid a lot of money on that team too. So they're professionals. I don't know why I have to remind you. Like I've been through this with the Jets. I was on an 8-8 team. I'm going to tell you guys that every day until they kick me off the radio, which could be soon, by the way. We were 8-8. They were 4-12 and beat us twice. I'll never forget. We're all going off the field. And back then, the teams just hated each other. There was just no love. And they're going, hey, we may be 4-12. I'll never forget one of their players yelling at us, "We may have finished 4-12, but we knocked you dudes out of the playoffs."
Right.
And so I was like, damn, those guys won 4 games and beat us twice. Like, I can't imagine what Shula felt like losing to those guys. He must have gone
twice in the same year while they were that bad, Joe. Come on. So that could not have been. By the way, the last time the Dolphins have won back-to-back games by double digits, anyone want to take a guess when that was?
Marino.
Week 6 and 1973.
Right. Week 6 or week 7 of 2015.
Oh.
Tua needs to play on Sunday.
By the way, I wonder if they started Tua, I wonder if the spread would go down. It's at 9.5 now.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be 6. The Jets are the worst. I mean, they're so unbelievably
bad. The guy hasn't played, Jerky.
Right.
You act like he's going to show up and light it up. He hasn't played.
Joe Flacco is playing.
Joe Flacco has at least seen everything possible. He may not be this way. He's not close to being the same guy.
Super Bowl winning quarterback.
He stinks.
He has seen
the reason why he's the Jets' backup.
The professor has seen everything. Right. The student has not. That's all, man. Whatever. Hey, listen, that's why we're having this poll.
Right.
And Woody's got to go right outside the box right off
you
the
just
bat.
Don't think. I mean, at some point on Sunday, I think he should play. I think they need to give him some snaps. You don't think
hey,
so?
I want you to stop so I can promote the poll for a second. The Twitter poll, at Joe Rowe Show.
Right.
The Tua topic, which, as you can see, has got a lot of different parts to it. Play him now. Play him when Fitz struggles. Sit him and wait a year. Or we made the wrong pick. Basically, have you given up on him before we even start? So
at Joe Rowe Show on Twitter, make sure you're voting. A lot of votes already so far. My goodness.
Okay.
That's
well, listen,
awesome.
We want to hear from the youngsters, older people, NFL people. You just have to live here in South Florida. We'd like to know what you think. We really would. And by the way, if you want to add comments to it on the text machine, you're welcome to do that because there's no right or wrong. 305-567-0560. I'm sitting here scratching my head after the whole thing last year myself. So, but I will tell you, as you're doing that, just remember, Brian Flores is all about winning games. And right now, he's got an arrow going right at 3-3, trying to even his record up. Hey, we got a guy that's been a big part of the defense, one of the best waiver stories that we've had, and we're going to have him coming up, man, from a small school. I mean, it's an awesome story. Zach Sealer, he defensive tackle. I like calling him defensive end a little bit. He got a little combo in him there. He's going to join us when we come back, so stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.